Delilah.
Hello there. You know what? It feels like every single time I welcome you to my podcast, Love Someone, I say in one way or another that today's episode holds a special treat. Well, that's because every single time we do a new episode, it's a treat for me. So many fantastic guests, so many great topics, so much inspiration. Today is no different. I'm so excited to be welcoming today's guests, all four of them, to this program. This group has recently celebrated an important anniversary. It's been 10 years since they burst upon the scene with an appearance on NBC's vocal competition, The Sing-Off. They wowed the crowd and the judges with a rendition of Lady Gaga's Telephone, going on to win the 2011 season title. Since then, they've been a staple on AC Radio, and you've heard a lot of them on The Delilah Show, especially at Christmas time. For those of you familiar with my 12 stockings of Christmas sweepstakes, you'll know I always try to include their Christmas CD because it is just so, so, so good. I love to share the joy of their music. I'm talking, of course, of the fabulous a cappella phenomenon, Pentatonix. And we will be right back talking with this group. We got Scott, Mitch, Kirsten, and Matt today. I'm going to give one of my incredible podcast sponsors a shout out right now that they deserve. I love being creative, and I'm excited to welcome Annie's Kit Clubs as one of my podcast sponsors. As fast-paced and crazy as the world is today, I love that Annie's Kits get kids off the screens and into some hands-on creative fun. There's kits for all ages, even adults, from young woodworker kits to card making to knitting. Annie's has a great summer offer, 75% off your first month. Visit annieskitclubs.com/radio. annieskitclubs.com/radio. They let everyone escape into a world of creativity. As I was saying earlier, we are so very blessed to have the group Pentatonix on this episode of Love Someone. There are not many people or groups that I fangeek about after, 47 years on the air, but you guys are an exception to that. I am fangeeking bad right now
because I've watched you just like, when you first started out, there were so many people in my industry going, what is this? And it's hard to describe what it is. Once people started listening to the music, they were all hooked. All of the naysayers were hooked. And so it's been really exciting to see your trajectory over the years. And what kind of felt like the underdog in the beginning has turned into, you guys are on top of the world.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, does it feel that way to you? Does it feel like you're finally getting the recognition and the, I don't want to say accolades, but the respect?
Yeah, it definitely feels like we've got the respect from the industry more so than when than in the beginning. But I still do feel like we have that twinge of underdog vibe to us.
Do you think it's a cappella, or do you think it's the fact that you guys don't let anyone put you in a corner?
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. I'd say a little bit of both.
With any no's or anything we've ever gotten, we always try to strive through them and work harder. I think it's contributed greatly to our work ethic. And we're always just trying to move on to the next, and keep climbing.
Kirsten, who is the one in the group that actually loves the no's? I love the no's.
I mean, I think it inspires all of us. I think opportunities inspire us, but also the no's inspire us to work harder. We're very close-knit as a band, and I feel like every time we've gotten them, we're always like, okay, what can we do to not let that happen next time? Or how can we achieve higher? Or what opportunity can we create that's not that one, but we'll do the same thing? Like, I really think that it's a big group effort to take on those no's and those yeses.
And that's the beauty of a team, I think, too. It's like to have your teammates, you come alongside of each other and we go, no, we believe in this together and we're going to go for it.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you been this team?
We just had our 10-year anniversary, like a few days ago.
It's been fun to watch you grow up. It really has. more from these kind of nervous kids to really beautiful, powerful artists in your own rights and the group as a whole.
Thank you so much. I mean, it did. We were just kids when we started out. Sometimes we still feel like kids, you know.
True.
I think what I'm still shocked by, what I'm still amazed by, is the fact that we just jumped into it and really just didn't let anything rock the boat too much. We just kept pushing forward. It's like what you were talking about with liking to hear no's. There was something that we felt we had to prove. And I think when we got rejected, it just made us work 10 times harder to prove everyone wrong.
So tell my listeners who don't know the Pentatonic story, how this group, how each of you were kind of woven together. Cause it started out as a couple of friendships, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So here's like the abridged version. So Kirsty, Mitch, and I, we grew up together in Arlington, Texas, doing choir and theater. Then we all went off to like separate places. Mitch was in high school. Kirsty went to college in Oklahoma. I went to California. And then we all decided to reunite for the show called The Sing-Off, which was an a cappella competition show. And we were going to do it, the three of us, but they were like, you're going to need a beatboxer and a bass. So we found our beatboxer on YouTube and our bass through a mutual friend. And then 5 years in, our bass went off to do solo stuff. So we found Matt. And yeah, that's the story of Pentatonics.
I'm a mom with a lot of kids, and several of them, 4 or 5 of them at least, have been the choir kids, you know, I would say goofy choir kids, because that's kind of what they're labeled at school. But the choir kids that they spend their lunch hour, you know, in the choir teacher's room hanging out, and, you know, they would travel. They went to Disneyland. They performed there. They did all the choir kid things. And that's what you three were.
Big time.
Oh, exactly that. Yeah.
The best was when our choir teacher would let us practice our little trio thing and take us from classes, and then she would let us like perform.
Yeah. So are you still close with your choir teacher, your choir directors?
Yeah.
Yeah, we see her every time we go back to Texas.
Is she so proud of you that like she can't stand it?
Oh yeah.
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 Yeah, she's very proud. Proud mama.
Oh, she's great. Yeah.
And for our Christmas concert the past couple of times, we've had our old choir from Martin High School open for us at our Texas shows, which was a really cool full circle moment.
How fun would that be to film you guys with your old choir teacher and your old choir opening up the concert? That would be so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
I think everybody in life has some of those little full circle moments, like, the girl I went to high school with ran into a guy at our 10-year reunion, and the sparks flew, and now they've been married for years and years and raised children, special needs kids they adopted. And I'm like, wow, if you hadn't come back for that class reunion, Ginger and Dan, who knows what would have happened?
Yeah. Oh, I love that story.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were just talking about people that say no. And for me, I was probably in my 40s before I realized how much I love that.
I mean, I do love that. I love when people underestimate me, especially as somebody who sings a foundational part of a cappella. I've sung a lot of a cappella and sung a lot of bass. And, you know, it's not the flashiest thing. It's not the most impressive and most important thing all the time.
Wait. If this house didn't have a foundation on it, would my house stand very long?
That's true.
You have to have a firm foundation for whatever you're doing in life, in relationships, and especially in music. So it might not be flashy, but dang, it wouldn't be if there wasn't a firm foundation.
Absolutely.
Definitely necessary.
And solid.
Well, thank you. I'm just kidding.
When someone tells me, and Scott, I know this about you too, when somebody decides to underestimate me or judge me for whatever reason, and I realize that's what the place where it's coming from. I mean, some people are just ignorant, but some people judge me, that just gets me so excited.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And you guys have faced some big challenges.
Yeah, I think we've really become so tough over the years. I think maybe early, speaking from personal experience, just so sensitive. I wasn't used to hearing no, or to hearing that I wasn't good enough or something like that. Because, you know, we grew up in this, it's not a small town, but it's in Northeast Texas, and it's not really like the rest of the world. So it was kind of a culture shock getting out there and becoming part of the music industry, which is arguably one of the toughest. But it's changed a lot of our lives for the better, I would say.
1,000,000%.
Each of you can take a turn. Best thing, not thing, but best element that you feel that you have grown into or achieved or accepted or experienced because of that adversity that you you guys faced the last 10 years.
Yeah. I think I would say resiliency, because just from watching Pentatonix come back time and time again from rejection and what have you. You guys should do a movie.
You know that?
I think we should too.
I'm not kidding, because I know people in the music industry, some of the times you've been pushed off a cliff.
Yeah. It was nice to watch as a group, the group unit, prove itself time and time again. And it's very inspirational to me personally. It's like, oh, wow, I guess you really can do anything that you really want and that you go after.
Now that we've chatted about the music, Pentatonix, I want to ask each of you another question. I want to know what gifts, what little treasures adversity has brought to your doors. Let's talk about that right after I sing the praises of one of my podcast sponsors. This edition of Love Someone is sponsored by the folks at the Home Depot. Have you had the occasion to download their app yet? If you're doing any kind of do-it-yourself project around the home this summer, it's a reason to download this free app. Their app has a built-in image search. It uses the camera on your phone to see what it is you're looking for to replace or upgrade, and gives you all options in the Home Depot store closest to you or online. Doesn't matter if it's the kitchen faucet or a power drill, the App Finder gives you the options. It's just one example of how the Home Depot is helping us DIYers get more done. Download their mobile app to get started.
Matt, for you, what's the best gift that's come out of the trenches, the real trials?
I think for me, it's seeing dreams come to fruition. You know, Pentatonics being one of them, you know, being a fan of the group before I joined the group, and then being able to join the group and against, you know, other people that auditioned and people not thinking I was good enough or you wouldn't be able to do that and things like that. And I'm just quietly was like, oh no, I definitely could do this. And when I got into the group, it was like, oh yeah, I'm meant to be here. And so that's like my biggest thing is to like speak life into people and their dreams and just realize that it's not so far-fetched or so unattainable. And like people are just, the people that are putting you down are, it's like the own reflection of themselves that they're just, it's like a mirror thing, you know, you hear that all the time, but it's just like, they're just cranky and they need it. And they just, it's all really about what they feel and they're just projecting on you. So ignore them and just keep moving.
They clearly haven't listened to your music because you cannot be cranky. Listening to Pentatonics. You can.
It is jolly. It's definitely jolly music.
It's jolly. It's happy. It's catchy. It's head bopping. It's fun. I don't even drink coffee and I like coffee in bed. You know? Kirsten, how about for you? What is one of the best gifts or sweetest rewards that you have experienced? How many times have you guys had to pick yourself up, dust yourself off and say, we're not giving up?
Yeah, a lot of times. I mean, I think resilience is like the key word. But overall, I just feel like incredibly rounded based on all the things that we've had to overcome. We've had so many challenges musically and life, just getting through the process. So, you know, I think we all wear many hats and it's so fortunate that we get to do this together because we get to lean on each other as well in times of adversity. But, you know, we're not only arrangers and performers and singers, we're also like mediators and business people and entrepreneurs. And this, we've just been through such a journey that I really just feel like it's taught me so much. I have so much understanding and compassion for different people. You have to work with 5 different people every day. It's not just like a solo career about you. So I just feel like overall, I feel very rounded and I feel like it's so shaped me and to be the person I am today and how I understand and take things on. So
Scott?
Yeah, I agree with everything everyone has said. I think a huge thing that Pentatonics has done for me and like all the overcoming of obstacles, it's given me a lot of authentic self-love and authentic confidence. Because we have been told, no, we have seen negative comments, but we've like rose to the occasion time and time again for so many years. And I'm really proud of all of our talents and I'm really proud of everything we've achieved. And I know that every day and I'm sure everyone on this planet struggles with kind of like believing in yourself. And I think that Pentatonics has really, really given that to me, which has been amazing.
If I were a movie writer and I were going to write a movie about you 5, I think it would be like a Big Top Circus.
A Big Top Circus.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. What do you mean?
Well, because I grew up in a tiny town in Reedsport. I never saw, you know, Barnum and Bailey or anything, but there was a circus that came to town that would come to our town every year. And my dad would find out before the town found out because he worked for the power company. And so they would let him know, you know, a few days or a few weeks in advance so that he could arrange to have power delivered to the field where they would set up. And so he would let us kids know when we would go there to meet them and they would let us help set up the tents and everything in exchange for free tickets. I wanted to leave with the circus so bad because I have no talent, so I couldn't, but I saw the love and the camaraderie in that group of people. You know, a couple of them were biologically related, but they were the most amazing, eclectic, colorful family, you know, troubadours. musician. And there was like, you know, maybe 8 or 10 people. I don't know how many were in the whole group, but they were so close and so encouraged each other's unique talents. And I see that in you guys.
Mm. Oh, that's a really cool comparison.
Like I see that closeness and that family. I honestly thought you were siblings for the first 4 or 5 years of your career.
Oh my gosh. That
Scott, you and Kirsten were like siblings or something. I don't know.
We basically are.
Yeah. But your stage presence, everything is that of siblings.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, we, even before Pentatonix, we knew each other as kids, you know, we went to school together. We did community theater together. So it's been a relationship that's been cultivating for a really, really long time.
Yeah.
So Matt, you're the latest member. What would you be in the Big Top? Would you be like the circus master?
I don't know about the circus master. I'd want to be the fun host, and that's, I know the master does both sometimes, but like I would definitely be the MC and like also the hype man, like bringing every I'm like, that was crazy. Could you see that what just happened? Like nobody could do that. And then, you know, and just keep everybody engaged. Like that would be so much fun.
Well, I have so enjoyed, like I said, watching your career and listening to the lyrics of The Lucky Ones. I know that you guys, that's your life. That's your story.
It makes me emotional every time I hear it because it does, I feel like, encapsulate our story and our journey so well.
When you do your movie, that needs to be the title of the movie and the theme song.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love the lyrics, you know, when you talk about the struggles but and overcoming and how you are the lucky ones. I mean, obviously you're blessed to have the success you have, but being a little bit older than y'all, I could be your mama. The thing that you are most lucky for are the relationships that you have with each other and your extended family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's been bonds that time and time again, just have kept us going and keep us lifted up and confident in ourselves. And I think it's just love at the end of the day. It gets you through anything.
I heard a speaker years ago. I was pregnant with Shayla and she's 26. So that's how long ago it was. He said, the end of the day, anything that you are doing, putting on a production, you know, working, planning, building a house, anything that is worth doing, it's not about the thing. It's about the relationships you're building with the people that you are a team with. And I stopped and I said, wait a minute, can you say that again? And he said it again and I wrote it down and I went, that might be the most important thing I have ever heard in my life to date. That anything that you're doing, anything that I'm doing, it's not about the thing. It's about the relationships that you're building. And you guys, that's the best part for me, is watching that and seeing that energy with you all.
Thank you.
I love that sentiment so much. That is so true. Really beautiful. Yeah.
And it's appreciation for the journey, including the relationships, the journey. And that's why those full circle moments are even more special, because they're all a part of that journey too.
Well, good luck on the next phase of this journey. My engineer, Ryan, has some questions he wants to ask you. He's one of those unique people that is wicked, 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 wicked smart, like genius smart, like alien smart. I'd known his mom since we were kids. We grew up together in the small town, his mom and I. But in addition to being like genius smart, could build a computer, does build my computers, he's really wicked talented. I mean, when he was a kid, he would just sit down at the piano and start playing. I called his mom. I said, when did you give Ryan lessons? She said, what are you talking about? He's never had a piano lesson. I said, he just like played a concert for us all in his head.
That's amazing.
I'm really good at melody, but when it comes to lyrics, I get hung up on that second verse hump.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really there.
I'm the same way.
You guys have any tricks for that?
Always the second verse, I try to make it more of an anecdote. And like the first verse is more general. And then the second verse, I try to tell a specific story to kind of like take that song to a more interesting level. That's always,
yeah, I'm the same way. The first verse is always more figurative. And then the second verse for me is more, this is the message. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm trying to say.
I think it's also okay to like step away for a second too. Like if you're pouring all your energy into it and you can't think of anything new or you're not feeling inspired, like maybe just like take even 10 minutes to walk around, like go away from it. Because I know that always really helps me if I get too invested in it and then I'm only shooting down like one hallway of what I think it should be. Taking a break is really nice to kind of refresh the brain.
It can take me like a week to write a song by myself. It's just, it takes so long to write lyrics sometimes. And that's okay. That's just the process.
Also, you know, something that helps me so much, which I never really want to do it because it sounds like extraneous, but it always works, is I always just write every thought I'm having, no matter how trite it might be. I just write every thought. And then when I start to go back and look for second verse lyrics, I like have so much to pull from and they're always better than I thought they were going to be when I was writing them. I was like, actually, this would be a really dope lyric.
Do you guys usually work independently or do you have like writing sessions? I've got friends in Nashville that are like, can't talk to you, Delilah. I'm stepping into a writer's meeting and they have like four people just, you know, throwing thoughts out.
We do both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the lucky ones, we were in writing camps with different writers and different formations of each other as well. But we're all always writing alone as well. And sometimes we'll bring that to the group.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, well,
of course.
Maybe next time you're just you know, playing around, you could call Ryan and he could set in and give you from you guys. And
if you guys need any melodies, I have hundreds.
He's got thousands of melodies.
That's awesome.
All right, I'll let you guys go. Thank you. Thank you for spending this time with me.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thanks for playing our music. We love you so much. We're so appreciative.
Scott, Kirsten, Mitch, and Matt, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for sharing your incredible, powerful, harmonic gifts of love and music with the world. Every single time I listen to a Pentatonix tune, I feel uplifted. And I know that's why your sound has resonated literally and figuratively with so many, because of that love, because of the joy you have in sharing your gift with us. The Lucky Ones has been out since February and is available everywhere you get your music. Download it right now. It's a great, great summer soundtrack, perfect for the beach, for patio parties, anytime you're enjoying a little rest and relaxation. And check in with ptx.com for all things Pentatonix, including new releases and upcoming tour information. This has been so much fun. It's a joy to be able to share these wonderful heart-to-heart conversations with you, my podcast people. Join me next time. And of course, join me on the air each and every night, where I always encourage you to slow down and love someone.